earlier, whenever you said, like, for example, if you see something that really grabs your emotions, like, say, like a
starving child.
Mm-hmm. How can you close that and not feel selfish, for example?
Well, and I used to bleed for everybody too, but what I have found is that there is a difference between compassion and pity. So the example I like to give, the analogy I like to give, think of Mother Teresa. If she felt sorry for the people she worked with, could she have served at the level she served? So one of the most powerful things, and some of you will recognize this from Stephen Covey, Seven Habits. Work in your circle of influence. So if I see a child in a different country that I can't feed, I stop and think, what could I do to make a difference in my day-to-day for somebody? So that's how I switch it from feeling powerless into power. If you feel so called, then you make a donation overseas. I think there are plenty of people here too. Although I do love Kiva.org. I make microloans to businesses in other countries. Very cool. Very fun. And they get repaid. It's amazing. Then you just loan it again. So that's the difference. But carrying that negative energy with you does not serve anybody. It does not feed the child. Remember that? Eat everything on your plate. There's people starving. Mm. Now we're all fat. Like, and they're still starving. That didn't work.
No.
But it's the exact same thought. Feeling bad for a child that is not in my circle of influence does not serve my children or the people I can help. And I will honestly say to you that the better I feel about me and my life, the more joy I am in, it seems the faster results my clients are getting.